So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. What did it all mean? The government shut down, apparently, more than apparently, I would say almost a safe bet that it's over. What did it mean? Why did Democrats do it? Did it play out in this election cycle? We'll break all that down in Chester County. Yes, still dawdling, as if we'll forget about what they did. While he's in along, big-time Trump administration federal attorney, you've heard him many times with me on the biggest cases, told me this morning he has filed a suit, full investigation of what went on in Chester County. They want to dawdle. Those two goofballs over there, two commissioners, Guy Crab walks outside their prison. 3 weeks, national embarrassment. They can't figure out. We're still counting the votes. One and one and one. Like we're going to go away or something. No, no, no. We're going to get to the bottom of just now. I don't think they intentionally, but who knows? We're doing anything to screw with Republicans and Republican voters here, but you never know. He'll be here at 12:30 today. So what was this about? Well, it was about mainly, I still believe, on the Democrat side, trying to show they were putting up a fight against Trump. All right, that was the symbolic nature of it. We have eight now have come to their senses and said, I'll play you Angus King, who's a independent, why he said these eight, including Fetterman, have now voted to reopen the government, or the process is started now. Why now? Now, I'm not in the camp still. Some people are retting. This is a mistake. They're rushing to say the shutdown. They did it, and not that they wouldn't do it for that reason, to help them in the big elections a week ago, Tuesday. Did Jack Cittarelli lose to Mikey Sherrill because of the government shutdown? Now, Harry Hurley was on with me, and I trust him a lot. He emphasized it was causing more pain in Jersey than I thought. But I don't think, you know, a point here, a point there, yes, 13.6 or so. And how galling is this? This is cut 16, Henry. Here is the new chief of staff. Just listen to this woman, Alex Ball. This is only 53 seconds. Can we get a counter in there? Everybody pay attention. I'll try to count. How many times, if you have a ding, try to hit it if your finger's quickly enough, Henry, or something. I'll let you for a moment get a ding going here. How many times does this new chief of staff say the word like, as in like I'm adult? And we lost to this. Was it because of the shutdown? Here's her explanation of how Mikey Sherrill was able to win.
The bedwetting that happens in our party has got to stop.
Yeah.
Like
one,
the Republican side, like while their candidate was like continuing to underperform and frankly, like,
four
on things that he should have been winning on, they were so rock solid in their support of him on Twitter, on Fox News, in the New York Post. They were all aligned. And I get who owns, you know, all of those media sources, and it's like all the same people. And so I don't have that luxury. But I will just say, like, our enthusiasm could have taken off a bit more if people in our own party stopped being unnamed strategists who want to talk about all the issues we're having. Whereas, like, I will give credit to the Republicans because they are all on the same page, and we need to do the same thing, or else we're going to just keep getting in our own way.
Name names, Alex.
All right, what's the final plan? Seven.
I think we missed some in between the dings too. I might have been up close towards. Kurt says seven.
Seven or eight. Let's make it eight. We're playing against Democrats. Who cares? That's a pretty hefty 53 seconds. Imagine being around the office with this woman. I bet they have a little pool where she reached 500 likes today. She's the chief strategist. She is the chief of staff now for Mikey Sherrill. Nice outfit, too, in for this interview. So it is a difficult one to swallow. Is that what did it? I think that's too pat of an explanation. I'm not going to ask Henry to get her on because I couldn't take it. You know, I'll admit, over here in Camden County, the new head of the Republican Party, of course, had to say when interviewed by the Inquirer, one of the reasons is that Republicans don't interact with people who don't look like us. Shut up. You go interact somewhere. You know, Jack Cianarelli ran an all-out campaign, tried to do everything else. What do we make of the fact? I'm looking at one, the people that blamed the economy, affordability in Jersey. I have that somewhere here. I have 82% of Asian Americans voted for Mikey Sherrill. If that was their issue, if that's the issue they identified. It says here, yeah. Cianarelli won white voters barely, 52-47, while 68% of Latinos and 82% of Asian Americans voted for Sherrill. What in the world would explain 82% of Asians voting for Mikey Sherrill? Particularly when we had Paula Scanlon out there hitting that circuit overall and specifically 82%. This almost makes you throw up your hands. In the end, they blame the affordability crisis in Jersey, not on Phil Murphy, not on Mikey Sherrill, not on 25 years of Democrats, but they blamed it on Trump. Now, could that be because the shutdown, is the argument, was happening and it became front and center and Trump taking the blame? Well, Trump has won on this. Why did Democrats capitulate on it? These eight Democrats seem to be saying, any number of them, that some of them are not running for office again, that this was not the time to continue this suffering. Here is Angus King from Vermont, who's an independent. This is Cut 22. Here's what Angus King said.
Sorry, the other Angus King.
Yeah, okay.
You have to go back to what the strategy was at the beginning of the shutdown. There were two goals, both of which I support. One was standing up to Donald Trump. The other was getting some resolution on the ACA premium tax credit issue. The problem was the shutdown wasn't accomplishing either goals, and there was practically, well, there was zero likelihood that it was going to. In terms of standing up to Donald Trump, the shutdown actually gave him more power, Exhibit A being what he's done with SNAP and SNAP benefits across the country. Oh, by the way, Joe, you're going to love this. Guess who's getting paid during the shutdown? Not the park rangers or air traffic controllers, the ICE agents.
Yes. By the way, Christy Noem saying today 200,000 people have applied to be an ICE agent. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you in. Now, here's one little factoid with the shutdown you may not have seen. Mike Johnson has not committed in the House to voting on it. So Thune has committed to a vote. Doesn't say that Republicans are going to go along with whatever the Democrats come up with around Obamacare, but there will be a vote probably right after Thanksgiving, something like that, maybe even before. No, I guess after Thanksgiving. But Mike Johnson is not committed to a vote even on this. Now, that could change, but at this point, he's not committed to even voting on this. So what did they gain by this? What they gained is, in the beginning, they were showing they were standing up to Trump. Now they have really fractured Democrat momentum, whatever the momentum was coming off Virginia and Jersey. And they've created more of a civil war. And they could have had the same thing. This is the same thing that was in the continuing resolution 40 days ago. Tim Kaine's got 150,000 federal workers, so he was on board. Fetterman is a wild card. People like Shanine and some of these others, two of them are from Nevada, so apparently it was really hurting there. And they said, it's time. We've got made the point. We've gotten what we want, and we want to move on. That's where we are this morning. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Dan Cerucci in Maple Shade with Dom. Hey, Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Dom, and I'm actually in Cherry Hill.
Okay.
And I want you to know, Dom, that the Republican election day for the Republicans in New Jersey was a fiasco, okay? Pure and simple. It was a disaster. It was a fiasco. We lost everywhere, pretty much everywhere. And the Republican Party and the people in the Republican Party of New Jersey, I count myself among them, have got to stop analyzing and picking over the results of the election and start cleaning house. We need a clean sweep, especially at the top of the Republican Party in New Jersey. Clean house and start rebuilding from the top down and from the bottom up.
Okay, well, why would we not take a look at why we lost, though, when we're doing it? You're just blaming the people that were in charge.
Because when you lose by this margin, I understand now it's almost up to 14%.
Yes.
Okay. This is a complete, I mean, what are you picking over? You're down in the middle of a crater. You're picking over the burnings, whatever's left, the little pieces that are left. What are you analyzing? Okay. No, we have to start fresh. And maybe we need to take a look. If you take a look at this thing from 10,000 feet, what you'll find is an enormous crater, and you've got a hell of a lot of work to do. And we need fresh leadership, new leadership. We need to bring in some of the people who we may have considered to be malcontents. 1,000 voices must be heard. We need to hear from everybody.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Look, I do a talk radio show. I'm analyzing this. Not in that camp, blowing past it. Jack Chitterelli was a good candidate, a very good candidate. The polling and the gut instincts were accurate. They broke late to this number for Mikey Sherrill. You want to just throw all that out? All those people that were Democrats in the upper parts of New Jersey who went for him against all political risks? No, I think we do want to look at this. And I don't know how much a shutdown had to do with it. And again, it just shows how difficult it is to win in Jersey when at the 11th hour they blame Trump. Look, I still blame. I'm looking toward this, toward the midterms. It's not just about Jersey. It's looking like, did we learn anything from this? You want to be dismissive and say, nope, let's just do the same things moving forward into the midterms. You know what's going to happen. How do we get Trump voters when Trump is not on the top of the ballot, not on the top of the ticket? That's something to take a look at here. Did the shutdown really impact Virginia? I'm sure it had a big impact. So there's no way around it. Democrats caved to Trump on this. It is a new day with this. Did Trump get the message? Affordability, grocery store prices, etc. We're seeing some signs of it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. I'm still stunned, though. 82% of Asian Americans voting for Mikey Sherrill. God. It's irrational based upon anything that we've seen. There's that element to it in Jersey, too. It makes you throw up your hands and just say, wow. Yeah, but it doesn't help. And we have a woman over here heading up the Camden County Republicans saying, well, Republicans just don't try to bring into the big tent people who don't look at like us. Oh my God. Just this endless type of nonsense around this. All right, while we zim along at 12:30, I know how keen people are on what happened in Chester County. 75,000 people could have been disenfranchised. We had the guy on last week, I think I want to say Thursday, Eric Rowe, who I like. But he told me they still haven't decided on who the investigator should be. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? And this nonsense of, well, we're counting the votes. No. Get in a room, determine who the investigator should be. Guess what? Wally Zimalong has jumped in. And when this guy goes after them, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Could there have been some plot here to disenfranchise, do something with Republicans? I don't see it. But it doesn't matter. If we're going to have transparency, we're going to have elections people believe are fair, you can't do what they did in Chester County. And if you do, then you have to get rid of the people that did it. Shouldn't you be able to do that very quickly? What's wrong with these people in the suburbs? They can't even have anything as simple as this work now, let alone something more major. All right. Over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend, sad day. Remember how Alex Trebek went from kind of an iconic game show host to somebody people really bonded with, his fight against cancer, and how that went on for quite a while. So he passed away a few years ago around this time. Of course, that makes us think Canadian. Even though I didn't know that for the longest time, I don't think there was any sign. I have some antagonism toward the Canadians, but we're looking for a person, place, or thing associated with Canada. So I have a couple to take off. Hockey, of course, alcoholism or alcohol seems to be prevalent.
Huge.
Right. And bad medical system, where Liam Neeson's wife hit her head skiing. They don't have emergency helicopters, so they had to try to get her, I think it was 150, 200 miles away to a fixed-wing airport. By that point, She passed away. Here in Philadelphia, she would have been saved. We have five right now within 5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever, that would be on the scene, if not quicker. They have a rotten healthcare system, which is at the heart of socialism. That's what you get. In Italy, I told you, the guy had a sprained ankle in our group. They gave him a wheelchair with no place to put your feet at the bottom. Like, what the heck?
Come on.
What's left over from Mussolini? Mussolini endorsed it. Yeah. That's what you're going to get with socialism. That's what you're going to get every time. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I'm going to take two people off the board. Okay. One real, one fictional. The real one is who I've mentioned time and time again on this show. It's a French-Canadian film director, the greatest living director, in my opinion, and that would be Denis Villeneuve, who has directed films such as Dune Part 1, Part 2, Blade Runner 2049, Arrival, Enemy, Prisoners, Encendage, Polytechnic. If you haven't seen those last two, I strongly recommend. They're in French.
Hence
the whole French-Canadian thing. Yeah. But still very strong watch.
Away to the back. Go right ahead. Yes.
Yeah. And then the other one I'm going to take off, fictional Canadian, it would be Robin Scherbatsky from the show How I Met Your Mother, one of the five main characters in the show. Hits a lot of the Canadian stereotypes. Being a scotch-drinking, cigar-smoking, hockey-playing Canadian growing up. And then obviously, obviously they make fun of her for being Canadian throughout the series. So when I think of Canada, I always think of Robin Scherbatsky.
That would be beer in the stereotype, no?
Scotch, Molson's, whatever. Okay. Maybe a little bit of both, yeah.
All right. How about you, Kirk? You got a Canadian.
I'm just amazed at Henry's knowledge. So I'm going to go with a person, Michael J. Fox, who's Canadian.
Yep.
And thing, you got to go with maple syrup.
That's a good
one. Got to go with maple syrup.
Potential winner.
Good maple syrup goes a long way.
Absolutely. You got that right.
All right. So you heard Dan Cerucci out of the box. It's a crater. Stop analyzing. Just get rid of everybody and move forward. I would run Jack Cittorelli again. I don't know who out there the Republicans would put up. He ran an unbelievable campaign. I'm sticking to that. I don't see it any other way. But it could approach 14 percentage points, which is just shocking to consider that. Look, you know what the thing is. They put a woman up who appears to be a moderate. She was a helicopter pilot. She's really a radical, just like in Virginia. They play that. They play the mom and the suburban angle. And that's the cover, and the media goes along with it. And Matt Rooney had a great thought. She had enough money, and she convinced, and she said it again over the weekend on national TV, day one, she'll declare a crisis of affordability. And this will be around electricity and all the rest of it. And she'll stop those greedy corporate interests. That's what they want to believe in Jersey. They want to believe the world is made up of just rich people screwing them versus a bunch of Democrats who probably are rich people that are ideologues. All right, phone lines. Jump in right now. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So the shutdown here, they blinked on this. Let's give them some credit, the eight who were involved, Durbin, Shanine, not running again. Fetterman has been out front and center, contrarian, Angus King's independent. The left wing of their party going crazy. I just would discount a bit how much the shutdown played into the big loss in Jersey by 14 points. I'm not seeing that. And I still think it's worthy. We're not going to give up on Jersey. I told you last week we had people out there saying, well, you know, Laura Ingraham. Yeah, these were big losses, but you know what's going to happen? More people are going to move to red states. Guess what, Laura? People don't want to move out of Jersey. And I understand it. It's their place. We've been through this how many times? They have a sense of place. I feel the same about Philadelphia many days. Some days I think, would the suburbs be that boring and that bad? Yeah, what the heck? But then I come to my senses or my insanity, and I stay in Philadelphia. I outlasted Wilson Goat. You know, we went through the litany. Larry Krasner is going to be tougher to outlast, though. That's true. So, you know, what do we say to people in Jersey that want help, want some kind of relief? You heard that chief of staff. I mean, it's not just the affectation of like. We lost to that. Wow. And it may end up being 14 points once it's all said and done. And it's awful. The finger point, what Republicans are doing around this, is that the real reason? I think the Christie people undercut Jack Ciattarelli. The Spadia people were despicable on this. He's criticized for not being Trump enough, being too Trump. It's a Trump voter in large measure. That's the takeaway toward the midterm. When is the president going to call these people out or do whatever, work his magic, to be able to get them to realize if he's out on the ballot, it doesn't matter, they have to come out and vote. I'm telling you right now, for the midterms, he's got to get started right now. That's going to be a hard sell. It's insane that they don't believe they should vote. By the way, Trump was pretty funny yesterday with the two announcers as he was in Washington. Let me find that cut. And I like what he said about the number of, was it the number of touchdowns he scored? Yes. He didn't exactly do play-by-play. I don't know why it was. This is cut 11, as billed as that. I wasn't hearing a lot of play-by-play with Trump. They did the Trump dance after the Lions won. By the way, yesterday was the first time we were over a little family party thing that I've seen red zone. I despise it.
What?
Yes. Get the hell out of here.
You despise it?
I despise it.
Oh, I think that's the best way to watch.
I just want to watch a game and that's it.
No, I want to know. I want to watch scoring, and that's what it gives me. It gives me the scoring.
Oh, God.
Shots fired.
Like, I was watching, Bears-Giants yesterday, and I was like, this is boring for the most part because nothing's happening. They're both just, struggling in the snow.
The flip back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Ugh. All right, so here's President Trump on the commentary yesterday, and they did talk about the time that he played football, but he corrected them. No, there were no touchdowns scored. Here's Trump.
Life lessons you took out of it.
Well, I did. I played tight end, but I mean, it was not quite football like this. It was a little bit easier. It wasn't so tough. And we had a quarterback who didn't have a very strong arm. I would say 10 yards was a long pass.
That's it. Attacking a quarterback.
If I was tackled by him, I would never forget it. We didn't get to play you too often, I can tell you that. But we had a good time, and I loved it. I actually love playing football. We had a good time with it.
So we were trying to look up your stats, and we wanted to know. No. How many touchdowns did you have back then?
Oh,
six,
right?
Seven?
I'm not sure I had any. I'm not sure. It's a long time ago. But
there you
are.
I did. Oh, wow.
There you go. At least you realize that I never tell a lie, right?
There you go.
That's very good. I haven't seen that picture in a long time.
First and 10, 46-yard line with the Commanders trailing.
Yeah, well, Henry would have been tuning in to see some scoring there.
Yeah, I would have missed that completely because I was watching red zone. I was watching someone score a touchdown, not run the ball for 3 yards on first and 10.
I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. It's like Picasso and they're painting over it. Oh, goodness. I don't have a big screen TV, too. I have to say some of the angles were, they did have big screen. It were pretty good. Yeah, we're pretty good.
Because if you're watching Red Zone, I'd say you got to have a bigger screen.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if they go like Octobox on here, like, I can't see anything.
Oh, let me see what the Panthers are doing at this point. Oh, my goodness.
Fantasy.
You
got fantasy players on that team. Like,
cool. Yeah, let's go to Luke and Amber. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Luke. Yo, Luke.
Hi, that was pretty impressive. Yeah, hi. That was pretty amazing at the game last night that Trump got booed like he did. How did George Soros get 70,000 paid protesters into that stadium?
All right, Luke. Well, look, there are people that are antagonistic toward Trump. All right. How many of them were government workers, or somehow or another? Or Democrats? It's a Democrat town. By and large, booing, I get it. You want to get at Trump, booing when he is recognizing people in the military there. Kind of a bad look, to put it mildly. But you had a sense from that booing last night, they want to get at Trump. They can't get at Trump anymore. So do they take it out on someone like Jack Ciattarelli in Jersey? Do they come out swarming because they want to get at Trump? The answer is yes. What's the counter to that? The upside of Trump. But it's not a counter if the lazy Trump voter says, nope, he's not on the ballot, I'm not voting. That's the dilemma. You're going to see in the midterms, all out, we want to get at Trump. Can Republicans pull people out based on policy between now and then, the economy doing better, grocery store prices? Look, the thing that's really, we learned this during the Biden. Now, he was a disaster inflation-wise all over the place. Gas prices could come down. You could name some random things. What about this? Ozempic's down. Yeah, okay. You know what it comes back to, though? Grocery store prices. And it's kind of random. Some things, like coffee, someone called in last week, is sky high. Other things, not so much. I paid attention. We went shopping yesterday, and there were some things I went, wow, that is stunning. I haven't bought that in a while or noticed that in a while. That's the area to work. What is the mechanism to do that? Well, that's going to be interesting because energy costs are going down. Trump has really turned that around. What's the next area that affects food prices? 855-839-1210. All right, while he's in Malone, all-time, big-time attorney, you've heard him with me, many cases involving the police or involving the RNC and some major dispute. The emailer texted me this morning that he has now opened an investigation or is suing for that. He'll explain in detail what went on in Chester County. And Chester County has in their head, this happened last Tuesday, it's Monday, unless I missed it in the last half hour, they still haven't said who the independent investigator will be. They're slow walking it. Yeah, we'll get to it. Then it'll be Thanksgiving. They'll all forget about it. We're not forgetting about it. And the issue here is not so much just corruption against Republicans, to me. The issue here is these people running the suburbs, these progressives. They are not only ideologues, they're incompetent. And they are incompetent on this. What should the penalty be when you do something incredibly serious? You probably disenfranchise thousands of voters. What should happen to a person who did that and the people who supervise that person? What steps did they take to make sure this didn't happen? Point under oath, point by point by point by point. All right, he's next, 855-839-1210. Well, empty nesters, are you seeing price-reduced signs popping up all over? If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit for months. My great friend Diane Cardano has been helping homeowners avoid these dreaded price cuts for years. She knows the tricks of the trade to make sure your home sells fast in days and for top dollar. Right now is the time to get your list of low-cost fix-ups for your 2026 sale and a copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method. She'll be signing copies at the Abington Firehouse on November 25th between 9 and 5 p.m., She'll be giving out free apple and pumpkin pies to our listeners. I should be there around 4 o'clock or so. Hope to meet you and get a free pie. I'm going with the pumpkin. Rose said the apple. No, Diane, I'm not taking two pies, just the pumpkin. That's it. Let Rose go and buy the apple. Hey, before you slap a for sale sign on your lawn, come to Diane's book signing pie event and get a free copy of her Smooth Sale Method book and a free pie. She has apple or pumpkin. Diane says, don't miss this. RSVP, it's all free, at freepie.com. That's freepie.com or call 215-576-8666.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, big issues, big guest. No bigger time attorney than Wally Zimbalong, who's been with us in every major case. When he gets involved, there's action. There's a solution. So he's involved, as I understand it. The investigation is underway of what the heck happened in Chester County. As far as we know, 75,000 people unable to vote. They add hours. Guy Shiraki tells me they're still counting to vote. Well, that's nice. But we're still waiting for you to name an independent arbiter that's going to investigate this stuff. You got to do both things. Yeah, well, it was 12,000 votes. Yeah. So what? Let's go to Wally Zimbalong here, Republican trial attorney. Let's go. Wally, how do people find you, first of all, too, so I don't forget?
Best way is through our website, www.zimbalonglaw.com, and has all our contact information on there.
So what's your role in this now? Exactly what are you doing?
Yeah, Dom, it's important to understand that, as you said, we're a week out from the election where upwards of 70,000 voters did not appear in the poll books. And it's largely Republicans in the Republican Party, the Republican Party of Chester County, the Justice Department with Harmeet Dillon, that are keeping the focus on Chester County and demanding answers as to what happened in Chester County. So what myself and my firm are doing, we have opened an investigation to determine, along with these other groups, what happened out in Chester County. So, go ahead.
Well, exactly what does that mean? You've opened an investigation. What kind of power do you have? What do you do?
Well, right now we would like people to come forward that have information to assist us. And if anybody is out there, one of those 70,000 apparently unaffiliated voters who was turned away from the polling places because his or her name did not appear in the poll books, we would like to speak to them because their constitutional rights may have been violated, and we'd like to see if they would be interested in pursuing litigation against Chester County if, in fact, their rights were violated. Again, this is all part of the investigatory process. We're looking to get to the bottom of this, and if necessary, file litigation to hold those folks accountable who did not properly conduct this election. We know the election was not properly conducted, and now we're asking for answers.
Do we know anything at all at this point, Wally? Anything that is fact certain here at this point, other than, yes, what we talked about, 75,000 I've seen, maybe 70. We know they added 2 hours. Is there anything else we know?
We don't. I mean, okay. We're only a week out from the election. But what we do know, here's what we do know, Nam, is that the Chester County Board of Elections has a duty and obligation to properly train its staff and how to conduct and administer elections. We do know that the Chester County Board of Elections has a duty and obligation to adopt adequate policies and procedures as to how to conduct and administer an election. And if they did not do either of those, and as a result, folks' constitutional right to vote was denied or violated in any way, then those officials can be held liable, and they should be held liable because this should not happen again. Keep in mind, we are fighting for 75,000, roughly 75,000 unaffiliated voters, folks that may not have voted for Republican candidates. A large majority of them probably wouldn't have voted for Republican candidates. But it's the Republican Party and other Republican officials that are making sure that our elections are conducted fairly and properly so that we can all have faith in the outcome of our elections.
That is it. And two factors here. Where are the Democrats? Where's the Philadelphia Inquirer and organizations like this who always lecture on this, keeping the heat on? The Inquirer should have a giant clock up counting down when this happened and where we are now. We had on the minority Republican commissioner Wally on Thursday, and he said they couldn't agree on an independent investigator. Well, they have to agree on something. You cannot go to Thanksgiving and think that we're going to forget this.
It's shameful. The Democrats, who pride themselves on being the bastions of democracy and constantly browbeat Republicans who even question whether elections are conducted efficiently and fairly, they're nowhere to be found. And by the way, where is our Secretary of State? He's got one job, Al Schmidt. He's always lecturing us about how well elections are run in Pennsylvania. I think he's absent in this controversy.
Wait, one second there. Henry, where is Al Schmidt? You're with this guy. What's the update?
Hopefully we can get him on this week.
Okay, hopefully. Wally, so I'll let you know. I'll send you through the back channels when he comes on.
Well, it would be good to hear from him as the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth.
Yes, absolutely. And his guy acknowledged this, and they just have other matters, I think, that are more important than 75,000 voters here.
I'm not sure how there are other matters more important than 75,000 voters that did not appear in the poll books and may have had their right to vote outright denied.
Yeah. And again, what's at stake here is this idea of fair and transparent elections that we're pulling for. It seems to be the commissioners out there, two of them, the Democrats, they're not pulling for that. They're using the excuse of counting all these votes. They have the, Wally, they're the ones that should name the independent investigator. And then you mean to say they can't excuse a person for 15 minutes to give their statement to the independent investigator, then go back to counting if they have to? That's preposterous.
It's absolutely preposterous. This is a well-funded county that has multiple personnel in their board of elections. I believe they have an administrator of elections out in Chester County.
Yep.
They have, as I said, they're well-funded, they're well-staffed, and this is simply inexcusable. It's not like we're, you know, talking about one of the rural counties in Pennsylvania where they may have two or three full-time people and have to bring in temporary people on election day. No, this is a large populated county that has plenty of resources. This should have never have happened anywhere in Pennsylvania, but the fact that it happened in a place like Chester County is appalling.
Where do people go again, Wally, if they think they were shortchanged here as far as their vote? Where do they go?
Go to our website and contact us. Website ZimalongLaw, ZimalongLaw.com. Send us an email, and we'll be happy to look into your issue.
Thank you, Wally. Keep us in the loop, and we'll have you back soon. Thank you, Wally, very much.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right, Wally Zimalong. That strikes fear in the hearts of the other side when he gets involved. Here is Harmeet Dhillon. I'm a big fan of her. She's the assistant attorney general. This is Cut 17. Here's what she said yesterday on national TV about Chester County.
For Tuesday's elections, the Justice Department sent election monitors to New Jersey and California. Is there any reporting from these teams of potential civil rights violations?
We are compiling our reports. I will say I got several reports on the day of on the ground. And There were some concerning aspects, I would say, particularly in New Jersey, but also in a state where we didn't send monitors because they weren't requested, in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, Chester County had 75,000 voters who were independent. They simply weren't included on the poll book. And that means that, you know, some of them were turned away from the polls. I quickly put out a post on X informing the public that if you are subject to some irregularity at the polls, and because I'm a longtime election lawyer, I knew this without having to look it up, you can ask to vote provisionally. But a lot of people didn't know that.
Have that kind of information.
No, they didn't. And it's a real failure to imagine disenfranchising virtually 75,000 people in an election. And there were, you know, three Supreme Court judge races on that election, very important races. That's the margin. I mean, one vote is the margin in an election. So that's a massive fail. So I think people can expect that there will be follow-up action from the DOJ on the failure to administer elections properly in multiple jurisdictions.
All right, we'll get stay on that. Coming up, Congressman Scott Perry on the shutdown ending. He's next. Hey, my good friend and personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. This is no small feat. But what that means for you, the patient, now they have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. It's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care or perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Just call Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949, or visit their website. Bentz is B-E-N-T-Z. That's BentzDentalGroup.com. All right, it is Dom time. One of the biggest races to maintain the House of Representatives, of course, will be the district, the 10th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. Congressman and Brigadier General, I believe, in the National Guard. Congressman Scott Perry with us. What happened in the shutdown? Congressman, welcome back. Big day here. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Dom. Looks like things might be moving in Washington, D.C. So I think that's good news for everybody. And we'll see what the Senate produces. And we're guardedly optimistic that we're going to be back in sometime here this week, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, maybe the weekend. I'm not sure yet. Now, you know, Senate's a strange operation, so we'll see when they get it.
Yeah, exactly. What is it that finally did it, these eight, including Fetterman, who's been on board in the beginning? A couple of them are not running again, so they can vote their conscience.
Yeah, look, I think they want the shutdown to end, and I think between the SNAP benefits and, quite honestly, probably hearing from their constituents that are trying to fly and are ended up, you know, staying overnight in some strange town because their flight has been canceled. I think it's a combination of all that, because if you look at what has changed, very little has changed. As I understand it, we've got a CR essentially till the 30th of January, which is a huge win for the American people. You might not get that yet, but I can make that real for you. So we got that. So there's no, they didn't get anything on the Obamacare payments to insurance companies. And what they're getting, I guess, is these RIFT, the reduction in force employees reinstated. You know, the administration, once you were determined to be non-essential, they just said, well, now you no longer have a job. I think that's 4,000 people at the federal level. So they're going to be reinstated at least, and no more RIFT during this period. So till next January, no more RIFs. After January, RIFs can occur again. But that's essentially where we've landed. And we hear that many of the Democrats are furious, feeling like that Chuck Schumer has completely sold them out. But, you know, we got to remember a couple of things here. This bill, this continuing resolution, is a continuation of Joe Biden spending and Joe Biden policy. It is the Democrats' bill. They voted for it in March. It just became untenable for them because, you know, Donald Trump is the president and they had to say no to anything he says. and because AOC was likely going to primary Chuck Schumer, so he had to show that he was fighting. So we all had to suffer because of that, and essentially, let's face it, 7 weeks on now, they've capitulated for essentially nothing or something they couldn't have, you know, they could have gotten 1 week in, right? So this whole thing has been theater, and we've all been put through it. And but I do want to say something about the CR being moved to January. Traditionally, as you know, that when these things happen, they always want to do some kind of thing, a funding package that expires right before Christmas, and that's right. By design.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the members are out, and the staff writes the bill, and of course they put all kinds of horrific things in it that end up, you know, putting us $38 trillion in debt, and the leverage is the Christmas holiday. Nobody wants to shut down the government because federal employees won't be able to, you know, take care of their families, or they won't get a paycheck for Christmas. And of course, members want to go home on Christmas. And so moving this to the end of January takes that off of the table, which is awesome for the American people, because now that Christmas leverage is no longer there. There'll be no omnibus, at least in December, and maybe we can get some reasonable spending and some reasonable policy at the end of January.
That is a great point. Now, here in Jersey, the debacle in Jersey, as you look toward the midterms, one of the things I'm most worried about, they came out in droves. They can't get at Trump, so they wanted to get in that governor's race. But I don't think the Trump voters, because he wasn't on the ballot, came out. Affordability, the people in Jersey, like Mikey Sherrill, you know, you served with her colleague, they're the ones that caused this. What's your sense of what you're hearing? Grocery store prices primarily, Congressman. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, the prices are still high. And I hate to say this, but name a time in your life where prices went up and then something changed and they actually came down. Other than gas prices,
right.
Once they go up, it's hard to get them down. And this is all caused by the Democrats, by the pandemic spending, all that kind of stuff. The president is putting things in place to make our economy stronger, to bring job opportunities back home, manufacturing, American dominance, and all these things. But it doesn't happen overnight. Now, it's going to take a little time. A year is a lifetime in politics. And while, you know, we're unhappy about the results, and rightly so, of this last election, we've got a year for these policies to start taking effect, and I think they are going to start taking effect. Of course, the fuel prices will start having effect on many things. Prices are probably going to come down a little. They're not going to go back to 5 or 6 years ago, and that's unrealistic. But what should change is that people's wages are going to start going up. People's opportunities are going to start going up. So even though you're paying more, you're not going to feel it as much. It just, look, it's taken us 40, 60 years of Democrat craziness to get to this point. You don't just turn that around on a dime in a year. And so I think that, and the other side of the equation from a purely political standpoint is those Trump voters that don't want to see Trump impeached, they're going to return Republicans to the legislature. They don't care. They won't care about Mikey Sherrill in a year. Believe me, she's going to say all kinds of crazy things that are going to irritate New Jerseyans by that point in time. And at that point, they're going to make sure that the House of Representatives is not poised to impeach their president, President Trump.
I'm hoping you're right on that. I just think you and I can't say any. The president's got to be the one to make that case right to the, I'm talking the really low propensity Trump voters, not those that are on board with the president and vote every time they're on board. But Scott Perry, that's what we need to do to transfer it to you. Otherwise, those last 2 years are going to be miserable.
Yeah. And the president knows that. I think look, I've talked to the administration, members of the administration since the election. A lot of this was unfortunately expected. It's kind of how it goes, but they have kept their powder dry for the midterms in Congress because they know what's at stake here. So I think you're going to see a much more active President Trump in the year to come in this election cycle. And I think you're going to see the resources associated with that. And in the meantime, look, the Democrats have a new, a new leader in their party and the new face of the party, which is this guy, Zoran Mondami. And he hasn't been seated yet. He hasn't been sworn in. But let me tell you, when he gets seated and he starts talking every day and starts trying to institute those policies, mm-hmm. heaven forbid he's allowed to, right across the river from New Jersey. New Jerseyans are going to take notice of that. Americans are going to take notice of that. Just remember this. A year ago, we were the victors, and they had a bad night. And look how much changes in a year. So I know it's tough right now, and this has real consequences. But I want everybody to be optimistic about what's going to happen again in a year for very substantial reasons.
Now, a cynical question. Does your opponent this time around actually live in your district, the 10th Congressional District, as far as we know? Has that been established?
Well, I'm going to say it this way. As far as I know, she has changed her registration to the 10th District, but she still pays property taxes and owns a home in another district. So you can kind of do whatever math you want to do.
Yes. Well, how do we help with this? Because your race is one of those huge, huge races in this. The last two or three cycles have been this time even more. How do people help?
Well, first of all, you can go to patriotsforperry.com to find out everything about our campaign. The biggest thing you can do probably is tell people that you know that live in South Central Pennsylvania what's at stake and who the good guy is, and see if you can encourage them to get in touch with us. We'd love to have a conversation with them and earn their vote.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you very much. If we don't speak, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on today.
You do as well. God bless you.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry there, sounding a hopeful note on this, on the president's voters in the midterm. I would concede the midterm, we should do better with Trump voters coming out versus this. I just think there's a lot to do here. I still think that's a major reason of what happened in Jersey. All right, we got the side question going on. Something associated with O Canada, given Alex Trebek pass away, noted Canadian-American person, place, or thing, hit us with that. A little bit later, we'll talk with Stacey Garrity. Is Van Drew set yet? No, we don't know. Nothing today?
No,
okay,
not
okay.
Yet.
Okay. We might talk with Jeff Van Drew at any point. And he has the mind of the president on a lot of this stuff. A big day. It's going to end the shutdown sometime this week. You heard what was said about Chester County. We're not going to let up on that. Yeah, but they're still counting the votes. They'll be maybe done on Wednesday. They can't meet and at least tell people in Chester County, all right, here are who the independent investigator is going to be. It'll be a week tomorrow. I think they're slow walking it. It's disgraceful. Not sure how many Republicans they cheated or not, but Republicans are the ones that are carrying the banner. And I believe Al Schmidt should be involved, and I thought he was going to come on here. I thought he was, all on board. He's the guy, Secretary of State. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.